very excited to be here for the 10th episode of the Red IO podcast, actually. So we hit double digits. Round of applause.
Yay.
I'll edit in way more applause. I'm here today with two fantastic people. You guys took the digital marketing course recently at Red. What are you doing now and who are you?
Hi, I'm Swati. So I'm working as an online advertising specialist with Thrive Digital. That's what I'm doing now.
And hi, I'm Philip. I am also working as an online advertising specialist at Thrive Digital. And I started days before Swati.
Damn. So this is obviously, as of now, dubbed the Thrive episode. Obviously, you guys have a professional background before. So if anybody happens to be listening to this and maybe you are straight out of your undergrad or straight out of even high school and you're thinking about like, oh, what kind of job should I do? To set expectations, like the roles that these two have taken on in the last couple months after graduating from this program, like not necessarily something at a company of that size that's realistic for somebody who's, you know, taking their baby steps. But I think that there's still a lot that you guys can kind of offer as far as just some insight about like what a career in digital marketing actually is, like what the day-to-day is like, the lifestyle, some of the different things that come along with it. So let me just bridge into my first question then. Before you guys were digital marketers, like I said, you have a career that kind of preceded that. What was your maybe biggest misconception about digital marketing?
I think my biggest misconception about digital marketing was that it has a lot to do. I mean, like it's all about social media, which is not really the case. I mean, like digital marketing is about everything that you're using. So if you are using a phone, you're using a tablet, you're using a computer, you're just walking to a place, anywhere, everywhere, and whatever you see is digital marketing. So I think, I mean, like social media is a very big part, like, but not the 100% of it. So I think that that's something I came to know later on.
So we're talking about like the Internet of Things is opportunity for digital, like ads on smart fridges. Like that's kind of where you're taking this.
Yes. Yes.
I would say, I mean, really, my biggest misconception was that SEO is fun. No, I'm joking. But honestly, I would actually piggyback onto Swati's comment in that I thought that digital marketing was all about content, like the content side of it.
Yeah.
And when I thought about digital marketing, I oftentimes thought about social media and email marketing and blogging. And obviously those elements of digital marketing are really, really big parts of digital marketing, really important, especially to certain types of businesses. But I didn't realize that a big part of digital marketing is also the type of stuff we do. We're in a performance marketing agency, so paid ads and SEO and kind of some of the more like measurable, performance-driven areas of digital marketing. And I think that worked out really well for us because we are both analytical thinkers, and so I think performance marketing is really more of what aligns with our like personal values and skills.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to share a little bit about kind of your previous experience before you made, I guess, the slight pivot or career change into digital marketing? Like what were you up to before?
I was a market researcher and a business analyst. And my day-to-day was like researching about products and drugs and patients, so because I used to work with healthcare consultancies, so that is what I did. So working on numbers and analytical data was my part of the job. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I worked in banking. I was a payment system security supervisor, so I also focused on large data sets, primarily trying to prevent debit and credit card fraud. Prior to that, I was also a business analyst, so very, like Swati, very data-focused.
Cool. So moving into digital marketing now, having taken that all with you, like how have you surprised yourself, you know, given that it's kind of a different job than what you're used to? I'm sure there's some skills that overlap, but in what ways have you kind of blown yourself away?
I would say that, yes, I still need to surprise myself. I think that I'm capable of more things, and I have done way much more. So I'm still in the learning phase. This is a new career move for me, and I'm still learning a lot. So I'm waiting for I'm waiting for something to happen that, you know, I do and I surprise myself. So yeah, there, that moment is still coming. Yeah.
That's the most badass thing you could have possibly said.
Yeah.
How are you going to follow that up?
Mic drop from Swati. I would say I've surprised myself in that I am much less competent than I expected to be when this journey started. And I think that is just a symptom of working in a new field. And digital marketing is quite complicated, and especially performance marketing. And I think people don't always know that. You don't always know it when you take the course at Red, but it is big and nuanced. And it doesn't matter if you're a genius, there's gonna be a bit of a learning curve. And I didn't see that coming. But I'm also really encouraged and excited because I like to be challenged, and this is a great environment for me to do that.
Nice. So that said, what are you guys thinking about next, right? You've achieved the goal that I think maybe some of the people that are listening have kind of on their radar for the next 2 years of their life. Given that you are there, you're at the top of that person's mountain already, what's the next peak for you?
Well, I think I would start by saying that I'm very happy and settled where I am, and I have a long-term plan, but a big part of that long-term plan is to be at Thrive and really grow within the agency world. I love the company that we work for, and not only do I love the company, I feel like it has personally put in a lot of time and effort to help me go through my professional and personal challenges. And so I know I'm gonna be there for at least a few years. But so far, my few months in, I also feel like the nuanced and somewhat chaotic environment of managing several large clients at once will lose its luster for me, and I will probably go into industry and work within a company that really inspires me locally. Mm-hmm. And so that's probably where I'll end up at the end of those 5 years, but I think I'll spend most of those 5 years at Thrive.
Sweet.
Yes. I mean, like, agreeing with Philip, I would say that, oh yes, Thrive is a lovely company. Like, you will fall in love as soon as you join it. People are really great. The work is awesome. So I think, I mean, like, I have not thought about like 5 years down the, like, what am I going to do? But I know that I am at the right place at the right time when the company is growing. So it's going to be helpful for me. I am working with great clients, with great people. So I know I don't want to like move apart from that place. So what I would say is that moving from one role to the next role to the next role will be my goal in Thrive. I don't think so that at this stage, I see myself like, you know, going away from the company. I love it too much. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Excellent. Because you talked about a little about maybe going client side, you know, at a company that really inspires you. Do you think that working at an agency where you might have the opportunity to be exposed to a variety of clients in different industries, do you think that's going to help you make an informed decision in the future?
Yeah, I would say it will. I have already worked with basically every type of client, and I have been lucky to have been exposed to so many different marketing strategies as it relates to digital marketing. And I've learned a lot about those industries just from doing their ads. So yeah, I think working at Thrive and working for an agency will probably be the greatest influence on what type of industry I go into when I go client side.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's the best part of working with an agency. Like, you get so many clients to work with, and they have different requests. So you're not just working on one platform, you're working on different platforms altogether. So you're not just able to decide, like, I want to go into search or social. You're able to decide what kind of client really interests me. So that is one good thing about working in an agency. So I think that That's a good thing to start your career move with, like, join an agency, work with a variety of clients, easy, hard, and all that. And then that helps you to, you know, move in your career. That helps you to decide, like, what is more interesting, what is not. So, yeah, I think a small company or an agency really drives your path. So,
yeah, and I just want to piggyback on that because I love what Swati said. I think one of the things I really like about Thrive is that your workflow is largely determined by your interests. So if you have a group of clients and maybe you're really interested in another one, or within that group, you're really interested in a specific area, like paid social, the company gives you the opportunity to really pursue that. And I really, really love that because now I'm not only learning a bunch, but I'm cultivating my personal interests. And I think that sends me in the right direction.
As often as you can expose yourself to something new and something exciting and you get your hands on it, I think it's always going to help you in every walk of life. I'm sure that's some general good life advice from you guys, just kind of weaved in there. So again, given that some people listening might be thinking about taking that first step towards pursuing a career in digital marketing, maybe into a similar path as yourselves, maybe in one of the other dozen or so different kind of directions that you can take digital marketing, right? Being such a vast kind of like subject or industry, what advice would you give them with what you know now to start that career?
I think it is very important to understand what you really like. So your first job actually defines your career, like actually defines the path you're going to take. So if you end up in a bad place, you can actually hate that thing and you can actually destroy your career, which is wrong. So I think your first move should be what you really like SEO and ads, paid ads is absolutely different. Like, do you like organic or do you like paid search, paid advertisement? So that's your choice. So if you decide, if you know what you have to do, like you like social, you like content, you like video advertising, so you should know that thing and then pursue the company, which is very important. And I think you should not stress about it, like everybody ends up with a job. So yeah, my career advice would be know what you like and then pursue it.
Mm-hmm. Equal parts supportive and alarming.
Yes.
Cool, no pressure. But your first job will end you and open a world of opportunities to new things. So yeah, think about it and do something you like. I like that.
I would say, I think for someone that's just starting new and they are thinking about going to digital marketing, whether they have experience working at all or they're just coming straight from university, I would say the advice I would give is, one, be prepared for change. Digital marketing is always changing.
Yes.
Never. The only constant is that it's always changing. Within performance or not within performance, and you've really, really got to be the type of person that's good with that. If change makes you uncomfortable, then digital marketing likely will make you uncomfortable, and there's just not much you can do about that, so just get a finance degree or something. But the other thing I'll say, and it's similar to what Swati said, is be picky. And I know that's not always good advice for new grads, but I think with NDM it is. Like, you find what you want and then go for it, because you may burn out or become jaded or not get what you need from your work in a way that's actually really detrimental to the rest of your career if you're not picky. So if you want a specific thing, if you know you want performance, don't stop until you get performance. If you know you like social media, don't stop until you get social media, because that'll really affect you.
Yeah, totally.
Awesome. Very practical stuff. Hopefully some good takeaways for, again, anybody on that journey. Quick thanks, guys, for taking the time to come for just like a quick episode. It's just nice to have you guys kind of back in the building. Before we started recording this, a few of the current students had a chat with Swati, and they were very excited just to like kind of get like a glimpse into their immediate future. They're obviously what they perceive to be buried and under the workload, and I'm sure you guys can
totally understand,
right?
Yeah. We did it too.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Does the workload continue at that stress level in real life? Is that the real world?
Yes. I mean, like,
yeah, but you get used to it.
Yeah.
I guess I wouldn't say the stress continues. I'm less stressed, because I have learned to adapt and like have learned to learn in the way that you need to, I think, in an ever-changing DM environment. But at first, it can be tough.
Yeah. But actually, Red prepares you for the stress. Like, you have to do so much here that when you start working, you'll feel like, okay, this is doable. Mm-hmm. I've done a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, there's nothing to go to school. Nothing.
Yeah. I mean, like, I have done with, like, 3 hours of sleep a day. So, yeah, this is doable.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's not really that stressful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool, cool. So, Anana, I'd like to give you guys just a window of opportunity here. If there's anything that you want to plug that you think is of value in the world, feel free to do that now.
So, yeah, if you're into performance marketing, then Tribe is hiring. And you can connect with me on LinkedIn. My name is Swati Pradhan. I will connect you to the right people.
And it sounds like they're always hiring. So whenever you're listening to this, that should still be a relevant call to action.
Yes, yes.
I would diddle that. Thrive is a great company to work for and is growing very quickly. I can be reached on LinkedIn. My name is Philip, P-H-I-L-I-P. Last name is spelled E-M-M-E-R-T-O-N. And feel free to reach out if you've got any questions.
Sweet. Yeah, exactly. If you have got any questions, please feel free to reach out. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you guys like a coffee chat kind of people? Happy to answer someone's questions about the industry?
Always happy to answer questions. Yes, to the best of my abilities.
Yeah, I'm a coffee chat guy, or if you're paying, a lunch or dinner guy.
No.
Huge. Hard to pass up that offer. So. Yeah, yeah. All right. Thanks again, guys. A pleasure having you. Really nice to talk to you, get the perspective.
Thank you for having us, Chris.
My pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's been nice.
All right. Yeah. All right. Say goodbye to the nice people.
Goodbye.
Bye.